But I do think there's a story that we should celebrate today, and that is one of our friend, Calvin Austin III. Because when I think of Calvin Austin III, that is what I think about when it comes to Memphis. That man right there is Memphis personified, Memphis, you know, embodied in every step he takes. Today, he was officially named the starting receiver, a starting wide receiver.
Wow.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is huge news.
They released their first depth chart the preseason, and he was the number two receiver for the first time. And not number three, not number four. He was number two. It's him. It's DK Metcalf. You know, this is a young man who ran track excellently at Harding, played football at Harding, but had no offers. I mean, we've had him in here quite a bit, you know, over the years. We've gotten to know him really well. And I can't remember if, you know, he had other places he could have gone, but he didn't even have a scholarship offer for him. In fact, he didn't even get a scholarship at Memphis until his third season. He was here for two full seasons, redshirted 1 year, played as a redshirt freshman, didn't get a scholarship until he was a redshirt sophomore at the University of Memphis, and then, of course, went on to have one of the most illustrious careers for someone of that, you know, ilk and that size and that story in the history of the program. Went on to be drafted, obviously, by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you thought, oh, it's just like a straight line, right? It's just a straight line. You get drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's that easy, and you're going to go right. No. He missed his entire first year as a rookie with injury. You know, I mean, and let's be clear, a guy that's drafted in the fourth round doesn't even play the entire first year. Buddy, a lot of those guys are getting cut. It's just the truth. A lot of those guys, that's it. He didn't play at all.
Right.
I mean, maybe he played one game.
Yeah.
No, he didn't play a down during the regular season in 2022. Wow. And he said, you know what? That's not the end for me in Pittsburgh. Not at all. I know I'm 5'7¾". You know, I know I'm not big. I know I'm hurt my entire rookie year. But this is not the end for me in Pittsburgh. So he gets promoted to the 53-man roster in 2023. And then, in a real ode to myself, his first career touchdown comes against the Las Vegas Raiders on a 72-yard bomb from Kenny Pickett.
I remember that shot, yeah.
You know, again, still not a straight line because, you know, he's returning kicks, he's returning punts. It's, you know, it's sort of a very mixed role. And then last year, he finally gets a real quarterback in Russell Wilson for the majority of the season, and he has, no coincidence, his best year as a receiver, 36 catches, 548 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So fast forward to today. Yeah, they brought in DK Metcalf. Yeah, they drafted Roman Wilson a couple of years ago. Yeah, they got some other guys on the roster like Robert Woods. Doesn't matter. Calvin Austin III from Memphis, Tennessee, stayed 10 toes down. He worked his ass off. He battled through injury. He overcame a height discrepancy. And he has worked his way to number freaking 2 on the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver depth chart.
That is crazy.
The amount of starting wide receivers from the city of Memphis, you can probably count on one hand.
Facts.
I mean, just in the history of, I mean, we had Isaac Bruce, but he was not a Memphian.
Yep.
He was a Memphis Tiger, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's going to be tough for anybody to touch that. But a true Memphis, Tennessee product who also went through the University of Memphis, Anthony Miller got drafted in the second round, and he's still hanging on. He's still hanging on out there. But I don't think he was ever a starter. And if he was, it was extremely brief. Maybe his second year in Chicago, it's possible that he was that. But it was very brief. And he kind of inherited that in Chicago, right? It is a little different to me. It's a little different to me when you inherit the role when you get drafted because you're a second-round draft guy versus I was drafted fourth. I had to scratch. I had to fight. I had to claw. I had to bust my ass to get to this spot. And that coaching staff, man, they believed in him the whole way. And I think this is the best of Memphis. This is what we talk about, right? Let's not ever lose sight of that identity. Calvin Austin had every reason to not pan out as an NFL receiver. And look, I don't know what's going to happen this year. You know, I have no idea. But I'll say this. I'm betting on that dude.
Totally.
I'm betting on that dude every time. Because, like, what's going to stop him? Like, he's motivated. He's driven. He's committed. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He works hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why he is where he is. And that, to me, is Memphis. That's what you – when people talk about coming out of Memphis, like, man, there wasn't a damn thing handed to him ever. Not one stop. He didn't even get a – he wasn't even handed a scholarship at the University of Memphis. And he stayed down, and he earned it. He came into Memphis the same way he came into Pittsburgh. You know, it took him 2-3 years to get to the spot.
Yep.
But he worked toward it, and he made the most of it at Memphis. And when I look at Calvin Austin, and I'm not just saying this because he comes in here. I say this regardless.
See, I know you wouldn't.
I think he's going to make the most of this Pittsburgh opportunity the same exact way.
I agree.
He's got Aaron Rodgers now throwing him the football. He's got a coaching staff that obviously – I mean, I don't think he's going to be returning punts or kicks anymore. Like, he's graduated from that. So I think this is a Memphis story, right? This is like a guy that had all the odds against him, you know, height, injury, things like that, crowded wide receiver room, George Pickens. But no matter what, like he said, I'm gonna work hard. I'm gonna bring that ethic every single day. And when the dust settles, I'm gonna be here and I'm gonna be contributing to this team. And I'm gonna do it as a starting wide receiver for one of the most storied franchises in the history of the NFL. And one of the greatest coaches in the NFL today, in Mike Tomlin. I'm betting on Calvin Austin.
Yep.
That's my Memphis.
I like that better.
Calvin Austin third is my Memphis. I don't want to hear about the first take. I don't want to hear about the players. That's my Memphis. A guy that had every reason to wash out, but has resisted that and has worked his ass off and has gotten a spot that he rightfully deserves. And I think, by the way, he's not thinking the way I'm talking. He's not thinking like, oh, this is it for me. You know, I got it. I'm here. I think he's going to make the absolute most opportunity. He's not going to change at all, and he's going to get that next contract. And I think he's going to go down as one of the most successful stories from the University of Memphis. You know, that we've got as we've put some pros in the NFL, right? Isaac Bruce is at the top. We don't have a super long list of guys that stayed there, right? D'Angelo, Isaac Bruce. The list is not super long. It's not terribly long. So I think Calvin Austin will make his, will make his place. Will take his place on that list. And I got to say, I smiled. I smiled this morning when I saw it. I mean, I kind of expected it, you know, because that's where it was going. But, you know, to get that nod, you know, sort of officially on that depth chart, it was a special thing. And it's certainly a reward, I think, for Calvin, who's worked his butt off in Pittsburgh for the last few years. So that's my Memphis. That was awesome to see. That's the story that should be celebrated.